and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterward shall they come out with great substance. And Sarai said unto Abram, My wrong be upon thee. I have given my maid into thy bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between me and thee. That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And they said, Stand back. And they said again, This one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs be a judge. Now will we deal worse with thee than with them? And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. Whereas thou hast searched all my stuff, what hast thou found of all thy household stuff? Set it here before my brethren and thy brethren, that they may judge betwixt us both. The God of Abraham and the God of Nahor, the God of their father, judge betwixt us. And Jacob sware by the fear of his father Isaac. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. And he said, Who made thee a prince and a judge over us? Intendest thou to kill me, as thou killest the Egyptian? And Moses feared, and said, Surely this thing is known. And they said unto them, The Lord look upon you and judge, because ye have made our savor to be abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to slay us. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses sat to judge the people. And the people stood by Moses from the morning unto the evening. When they have a matter, they come unto me. And I judge between one and another, and I do make them know the statutes of God and his laws. And let them judge the people at all seasons. And it shall be that every great matter they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee. Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. Then the congregation shall judge between the slayer and the revenger of blood according to these judgments. And I charged your judges at that time, saying, Hear the causes between your brethren, and judge righteously between every man and his brother, and the stranger that is with him. Judges and officers shalt thou make thee in all thy gates, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, throughout thy tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. And thou shalt come unto the priests, the Levites, and unto the judge that shall be in those days, and inquire, and they shall show thee the sentence of judgment. And the man that will do presumptuously, and will not hearken unto the priest that standeth to minister there before the Lord thy God, or unto the judge, even that man shall die, and thou shalt put away the evil from Israel. If there be a controversy between men, and they come unto judgment, that the judges may judge them, then they shall justify the righteous and condemn the wicked. And it shall be, if the wicked man be worthy to be beaten, that the judge shall cause him to lie down and to be beaten before his face, according to his fault by a certain number. For the Lord shall judge his people, and repent himself for his servants, when he seeth that their power is gone, and there is none shut up or left. And when the Lord raised them up judges, then the Lord was with the judge, and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For it repented the Lord because of their groanings by reason of them that oppressed them and vexed them. And it came to pass, when the judge was dead, that they returned and corrupted themselves more than their fathers in following other gods to serve them and to bow down unto them. They ceased not from their own doings nor from their stubborn way. Wherefore I have not sinned against thee, but thou doest me wrong to war against me. The Lord the judge be judge this day between the children of Israel and the children of Ammon. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king, and exalt the horn of his anointed. If one man sin against another, the judge shall judge him. But if a man sin against the Lord, who shall entreat for him? Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto the voice of their father, because the Lord would slay them. For I have told him that I will judge his house for ever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. Unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel, when they said, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord, that we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us, and go out before us, and fight our battles. The Lord judge between me and thee, and the Lord avenge me of thee, but mine hand shall not be upon thee. The Lord therefore be judge, and judge between me and thee, and see and plead my cause, and deliver me out of thine hand. Absalom said moreover, Oh, that I were made judge in the land, that every man which hath any suit or cause might come unto me, and I would do him justice. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? Then he made a porch for the throne where he might judge, even the porch of judgment, and it was covered with cedar from one side of the floor to the other. Then hear thou in heaven, and do, and judge thy servants, condemning the wicked to bring his way upon his head, and justifying the righteous to give him according to his righteousness. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great? And God said to Solomon, Because of this was in thine heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet hast asked long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Then hear thou from heaven, and do, and judge thy servants by requiting the wicked, by recompensing his way upon his own head, and by justifying the righteous, by giving him according to his righteousness. And to the judges, take heed what ye do, for ye judge not for man, but for the Lord who is with you in the judgment. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And thou, Ezra, after the wisdom of thy God that is in thine hand, set magistrates and judges, which may judge all the people that are beyond the river, all such as know the laws of thy God, and teach ye them that know them not. Whom, though I were righteous, yet would I not answer, but I would make supplication to my judge. And thou sayest, How doth God know? Can he judge through the dark cloud? There the righteous might dispute with him. So should I be delivered for ever from my judge. This also were an iniquity to be punished by the judge, for I should have denied the God that is above. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness, and according to mine integrity that is in me. And he shall judge the world in righteousness, he shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. Judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress. A Psalm of David. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Judge me, O Lord my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. He shall call to the heavens from above, and to the earth, that he may judge his people. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. To the chief musician on Neginoth, Maskil. A Psalm of David, when the Ziphims came and said to Saul, Doth not David hide himself with us? Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. To the chief musician, Eltasketh, Michtam of David. Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. He shall judge thy people with righteousness, and thy poor with judgment. He shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. How long will he judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth, before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. For the Lord will judge his people, and he will repent himself concerning his servants. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. I said in mine heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. Learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Thy princes are rebellious and companions of thieves. Every one loveth gifts and followeth after rewards. They judge not the fatherless, neither doth the cause of the widow come unto them. Therefore, and he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. The mighty man, and the man of war, the judge, and the prophet, and the prudent, and the ancient. The Lord standeth up to plead, and standeth to judge the people. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge, I pray you, betwixt me and my vineyard, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, he will save us. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and mine arm shall judge the people. The isles shall wait upon me, and on mine arm shall they trust. They are waxen fat, they shine, yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper. And the right of the needy do they not judge. O Lord, thou hast seen my wrong, judge thou my cause. Now is the end come upon thee, and I will send mine anger upon thee, and will judge thee according to thy ways, and will recompense upon thee all thine abominations. Now will I shortly pour out my fury upon thee, and accomplish mine anger upon thee, and I will judge thee according to thy ways, and will recompense thee for all thine abominations. The king shall mourn, and the prince shall be clothed with desolation, and the hands of the people of the land shall be troubled. I will do unto them after their way, and according to their deserts will I judge them, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Ye shall fall by the sword, I will judge you in the border of Israel, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. This city shall not be your cauldron, neither shall ye be the flesh in the midst thereof, but I will judge you in the border of Israel. And I will judge thee, as women that break wedlock and shed blood are judged. And I will give thee blood in fury and jealousy. Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways, saith the Lord God. Repent, and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Wilt thou judge them, son of man, wilt thou judge them? Cause them to know the abominations of their fathers, and shall I cause it to return into his sheath? I will judge thee in the place where thou wast created, in the land of thy nativity. Now, thou son of man, wilt thou judge the bloody city? Yea, thou shalt show her all her abominations. And they shall come against thee with chariots, wagons, and wheels, and with an assembly of people, which shall set against thee buckler and shield and helmet round about. and I will set judgment before them, and they shall judge thee according to their judgments. The Lord said moreover unto me, Son of man, wilt thou judge Ahola and Aholibah? Yea, declare unto them their abominations. And the righteous men, they shall judge them after the manner of adulteresses, and after the manner of women that shed blood, because they are adulteresses, and blood is in their hands. I, the Lord, have spoken it. It shall come to pass, and I will do it. I will not go back, neither will I spare, neither will I repent. According to thy ways and according to thy doings shall they judge thee, saith the Lord God. Yet ye say, the way of the Lord is not equal, O ye house of Israel. I will judge you, every one after his ways. And as for you, O my flock, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I judge between cattle and cattle, between the rams and the he-goats. Therefore thus saith the Lord God unto them, behold, I, even I, will judge between the fat cattle and between the lean cattle. Therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey, and I will judge between cattle and cattle. And in controversy they shall stand in judgment, and they shall judge it according to my judgments. And they shall keep my laws and my statutes in all mine assemblies, and they shall hallow my Sabbaths. Let the heathen be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. And I will cut off the judge from the midst thereof, and will slay all the princes thereof with him, saith the Lord. And Saviour shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. The heads thereof judge for reward, and the priests thereof teach for hire, and the prophets thereof divine for money. Yet will they lean upon the Lord and say, is not the Lord among us? None evil can come upon us. And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. Now gather thyself in troops, O daughter of troops. He hath laid siege against us. They shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon the cheek, that they may do evil with both hands earnestly. The prince asketh, and the judge asketh for a reward, and the great man he uttereth his mischievous desire. So they wrap it up. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, if thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shalt also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. Agree with thine adversary quickly whilst thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest, judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. And he said unto him, man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? Yea, and why even of yourselves judge ye not what is right? When thou goest with thine adversary to the magistrate as thou art in the way, give diligence that thou mayest be delivered from him, lest he hale thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and the officer cast thee into prison. There was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And he saith unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Doth our law judge any man, before it hear him and know what he doeth? Ye judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Then said Pilate unto them, Take ye him, and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. And the nation to whom they shall be in bondage will I judge, said God. And after that shall they come forth and serve me in this place. But he that did his neighbor wrong thrust him away, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge over us? This Moses, whom they refused, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge? The same did God send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel which appeared to him in the bush. And he commanded us to preach unto the people, and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold, and said, It was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. But seeing ye put it from you, and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. Because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. But if it be a question of words and names and of your law, look ye to it, for I will be no judge of such matters. Then said Paul unto him, God shall smite thee, thou whited wall, for sittest thou to judge me after the law, and commandest me to be smitten contrary to the law? Then Paul, after that the governor had beckoned unto him to speak, answered, Forasmuch as I know that thou hast been of many years a judge unto this nation, I do the more cheerfully answer for myself. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. And shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee, who by the letter and circumcision dost transgress the law? God forbid. For then how shall God judge the world? Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not. And let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God hath received him. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set it not thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Let us not therefore judge one another any more, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not mine own self. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God. For what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within? Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If then ye have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church. I speak to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren? I speak as to wise men. Judge ye what I say. Judge in yourselves. Is it comely that a woman pray unto God uncovered? For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Let the prophet speak two or three, and let the other judge. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge, that if one died for all, then were all dead. Let no man therefore judge you in meat, or in drink, or in respect of an holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord and the righteous judge shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. For we know him that hath said, Vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again the Lord shall judge his people. to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother, and judgeth his brother, speaketh evil of the law, and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And I saw heaven opened, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war.